Hey, Robbie here from the Big Red Express. Hope you guys are doing well. It is Thanksgiving week, and let me tell you, I have so many things to be thankful for. And first off, got to give a huge shout out to the people that make this podcast possible. And one of our biggest sponsors and the sole sponsor for this podcast, they've been with us for about 2.5 years. Big, big shout out and a huge thank you to Burrito Perdido. They are located in Chesapeake, Virginia, on Cedar Road in the Great Bridge area. If you guys are not, have never been to Burrito Perdido, you guys need to get there as soon as possible. They are open from Tuesdays to Sundays from 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. They've got tacos, chimichangas, burritos, salads, quesadillas. They got, man, the works. My favorite is the California burrito. Make sure you guys go check that out. They got chips and salsa. They got some of the best salsa in any restaurant that you're going to find. Some of the best guacamole. It's all made fresh daily, and they don't open. They don't have a can opener in that entire place. So it's been a great place, and I love them. I am so thankful for Burrito Perdido. And I guarantee you, once you go there once, you are going to be thankful for them as well. Guys, it has been a crazy week. A lot of things have gone on. Not too much in the CrossFit world. The CrossFit Liftoff is about to kick off here in a couple weeks. I think it's kind of open for registration. You guys can go to the link in our bio if you guys want any information on that. It's also on our Facebook page at the Big Red Express. We're going to be posting some more things, maybe some videos along the way as more athletes and more people post things. I know we've kind of been a little bit slower on social media, but a lot of things have been going on, and we have been doing so much, you know, as things go on and as we get busier, things don't slow down in the CrossFit world. Not too many big headlines. Just a couple of things that we're going to talk about. And then, of course, we're going to just talk about the Thanksgiving season and what you guys got planned, what I got planned, and kind of what is on the horizon. Because not a little bit less than 2 weeks away, my MC, I had 3 weeks off, and it was amazing. I got to relax, kind of rest the voice a little bit. But it has been a fun time, and I'm excited to kind of get back in the swing of things and use my voice for the good and for so many people out there. Excited to get up to Superfit Roanoke. I believe that's Brickhouse CrossFit up in Roanoke, Virginia. I got a lot of friends. Obviously, most of you guys know that I went to Liberty University, about an hour away from Roanoke. So I'm excited to get up there and to see people and to really just get to see people, man. It's always fun to go up there and to kind of go up there for a place that I called home for 4 years. When I was in college, I got some friends in Roanoke that I'm going to be staying with. And man, I am so excited to see the Oleski clan and all of that. So much going on, guys. If you guys did not see the headline, I think the top headline this week was the whole Matt Frazier and Rich Froning versus the world. And they put out a challenge up there. I think it was 10 rounds as a partner workout, alternating rounds. I think it was like 50 double unders, 15 toes to bar, and 5 bench presses at, man, I think it was at 225, I believe. Well, there was a team that went out and I think Matt Frazier and Rich Froning did it in about 25 minutes and 18 seconds, something like that. It was in the 25-minute range. Well, the team from CrossFit Krypton, former guests of the podcast, Adam Klink and, of course, Ben Smith, demolished that time. They are sitting in first place, and I'm pretty sure Matt and Rich are going to be doing more of these challenges. And I'm going to just talk about this real quick, and then I'll get back to kind of the Matt and Rich challenges and all that stuff. But can you imagine, like, Matt moved to Cooksville supposedly for the, you know, the tax break, which, I mean, heck, I don't know how different the taxes are up in Vermont. I believe that's where he was living, and how different it is from Cookville. But it's kind of appropriate, and you know what? I think it's Matt Frazier being like, you know what? Rich is the best ever. Why not just move there and get to know him and get to become best friends with him, which, because it sounds like they train together all the time, and heck, who wouldn't? If you lived in Cooksville and you had an opportunity to have Rich Froning as one of your training partners, yes, CrossFit Mayhem has been known for kind of recruiting athletes, and they've, you know, whatever. I mean, heck, anything they got to do to win, I'm not against it. It's all about strategy, especially since the prize money is so big at the CrossFit Games. You know, when these people are looking to make a name for themselves and really make, you know, make them their living as a CrossFit athlete or as a functional fitness athlete, whatever you want to call it, I think this is the right step, and you're going to see more and more people. I don't know if you're going to see more and more people, you know, move to Cooksville and to start training with Rich and Matt now, or if you're going to see just people in general kind of moving closer to their training partners. You see so many people all over the world that move to a certain area in the world, you know, whether it's Katrin moving to Boston or in the Northeast to train with Ben Bergeron full time, whether it's, you know, Sarah Sigmund's daughter going to the Central region and spending a year there to work out with Rich for a year and to get better there, whether it's Annie or Camille moving from Canada, not Annie, but whether it's Camille moving from Canada to the West to train and to better herself for whatever coach, you're going to see that more and more. And I've got no problem with that. Yes. If you want to say it gives the other people in those opportunities, in those regions, it makes things harder, but I think it pumps up the energy for that region. And you know what? Yes. Sometimes I think athletes kind of get into things and they go into things thinking, okay, well, if I move to this region, it's not going to be as hard for me to compete at the CrossFit Games than if I was to compete in this region. I think we've seen it a few times. I think especially with the Meridian region on the female side. I mean, a few years ago, Sam Briggs moved to the Atlantic Regional, or I think it was the Southeast region, to compete. And I think it was very, very interesting to see, you know, who follows suit. You know, like Camille went from a very tough competitive Canada West team or a Canada East, Canadian region, let's just put it there, and she moved to the South region, which is very competitive. They got some very good athletes there, but it wasn't as competitive as the Canadian region was when it was that one whole big region. So I definitely think it's interesting to see, you know, this is going to put a whole new spin on regionals this year. The East, the Northeast and the Eastern region is wide open now with Matt Frazier out of the picture. The Central just got a lot more tough. You know, people are so critical of athletes moving to gain an advantage or to move just so they can have an easier ride to the games. But think about it this way. If you were in their situation, and I like to play devil's advocate, I like to see both sides of the story. On one side, as a fan, I'm like, why the heck did he move? Why the heck do these people move? They're just trying to cheat the system. They've got the money to move, whatever, more power to you. But as an analyst, as someone that knows a top-ranked CrossFit athlete, as someone that knows that a lot of these athletes want to become full-time athletes, and they don't want to have to coach. They just want to have to worry about training and nothing else. And that is completely fine. Do whatever you have to do to gain an advantage over your competitors. And you know what? If that means moving to another region, if that means moving to another country, heck, do it. If it is legal, if the CrossFit Games say, hey, you are allowed to do this as many times as you want, heck, go to a different region every single year. Heck, if you are one of the top CrossFit athletes in the world and you want an easy trip to the CrossFit Games, go to an easy region. It may not be as easy as you think it is, but at the same time, it's going to give them another opportunity to make the money, to go out and to do whatever they can to make the most money. And it looks better for them. It looks better for really anyone else that's involved. And I'm really excited to see how everything works. I'm excited to see how Matt does this year and how the next, you know, 6 months of training leading up to the CrossFit Games, leading up to regionals, and leading up to the Open is going to Is it going to make Matt better? Is it going to make him worse? Like, how is he used to the training that Rich and them do, the amount of training that they do? And I don't know firsthand. I've never been to Cooksville. I would love to make the trip out there. I'd love to get Rich or Matt on the podcast or both of them. But I just think it would be very interesting to see how this move affects them. It's a different region. It's a tougher region, in my opinion. Nothing against the East. It's got some very, very good competitors. But that now has become the Patrick Vellner region. So I think it's going to be interesting to see how that works. We talked a little bit last couple weeks about the West going into the California and the Canadian West. And, man, talk about a stacked regional. And you got athletes like a Josh Bridges, Dan Bailey, Christian Lacero, and these big, 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 big-name athletes. And then you got Fikowski, you got Cody Anderson, you got Lucas Parker, all kind of trying to come into the mix from that West regional. And I like it because, you know what, it adds more drama. The West was already close enough. California, minus the injuries, was one of the toughest regions. It's always one of the toughest regions every single year. So I'm excited to see how that all pans out and how all that works as well. But back to the Rich and Matt challenge. Ben Smith and Adam Klink, both good friends of the podcast. I've known them for so long, ever since high school, about 10 years. Holy cow, I am old. But they beat it by about 3 minutes, so they pretty much destroyed that workout. If you guys know anything about Adam Klink or Ben Smith, they do a lot of upper body, more Adam than Ben, but they work a lot on that upper body. I don't think the 225 bench was any problem for them, and they were able to kind of go back and forth and back and forth for 10 rounds, 20 rounds total, and beat the Fraser Froning versus the World Challenge by more than 3 minutes. If you guys didn't also see, we got some Elijah Muhammad hit 5 unbroken power cleans, power cleaning jerks at 265. All this is via the Morning Chalk Up. If you guys haven't done so already, go and check the Morning Chalk Up. They are some of the, I've been subscribed to their newsletter for about a year now. I got to know Justin a little bit. They have been nothing but great. You know, they got some great insight. They share our episodes constantly. Whenever we have a big name interview, we got some big name interview. I'm not going to announce it yet, but just be on the lookout for something that is huge. I'm talking, and it's big. It's one of the most fittest men on the earth. He's going to be on the podcast. I'm not going to tell you who. I'm not going to tell you when. But just be aware that one of the fittest men on earth is going to be on the podcast very, very soon in the next couple of weeks. But, guys, it is Thanksgiving. So many things are happening. So many things are going on. I hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving. I hope you guys are going to be able to spend it with family. I'm going to my fiance's families to spend it with them. I'm excited to be a part of there. It's going to be our first Thanksgiving as an engaged couple. I know it's kind of sappy and kind of gushy ushy, but I don't care. I love her, and you guys heard it when I like the weekend after or the week after I proposed to her. You guys heard my love to her, and you guys know how much I love my girlfriend or my fiance now. And I'm excited to spend it with her. It's actually her birthday as well on Thanksgiving. So excited to spend her birthday and Thanksgiving with her and her family. It's going to be a good, good time. What do you guys have planned? What are you guys eating? I'm going to be eating a lot of turkey, a lot of stuffing. I like green beans, some sweet potato casserole. It's hard because I'm in the middle of this half. I guess I just started this half marathon training. And I just finished the first week. And if you guys want to figure out the how I've been doing and how the first week went, you guys can go over to SoundCloud and just type in Non-Runners Runcast and listen to my first episode. I'm going to be having episodes up there weekly so you guys can kind of track my progress. But, man, it has been so much fun to go through this, and I'm excited to do it. I'm excited to kind of get back in the swing of things with the whole running deal. You know, I'm not going to step step back completely from CrossFit. I'll still be doing that a couple times a week. But I don't believe, and I'm not 100% sure yet, I don't believe I'm going to be doing the CrossFit Open this year for the first time in about 5 years. I did it last time as I was preparing for the half marathon, and I did the workouts because it's right in the middle of the CrossFit Open, which is a kind of a rough time. And it really just – my focus right now is to perform as best as I can during this Shamrock half marathon. And I don't want anything to come into conflict with it. I want my body to be 100% for that. So I think I may have to step back. I'm still probably going to do the workouts and all that stuff, but I don't know if I'm actually going to sign up for the Open and try to do it competitively this year, just for no other reason other than I just want to focus on the half marathon right now. And then maybe next year I'll focus more on the CrossFit Open. But other than that, guys, this is going to be the end of the episode. I hope you guys are great. Please leave us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes if you guys haven't done so already. We love your support. Go check us out on Facebook and on Instagram. We are big_red_express. Or you guys can just type in the Big Red Express on Instagram and on Facebook and give us a follow and like all of our posts on there as well. Guys, we love you so much. We are so thankful that you choose to listen to the Big Red Express every single week. I hope you guys enjoy what we're putting out. We've got some big interviews coming up. We're going to be talking with Ben Smith and a couple more of the athletes that are some of the top athletes in the world. We are lining some big things up for the new year. 2018 is really right around the corner, guys. Isn't it crazy that is already the 22nd of November? That means we are just over a month away from Christmas. We are one day away from Thanksgiving. And man, we are just over a month away from 2018. 2017 has been a good year. So many more things to come, and you listen to it right here on the Big Red Express.